शिवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। अथापि या पाद नख अवसृष्टम जगत् विरिञ्च उपहृत अर्हना अम्भा शा ईशम पुनाति मुकुन्दार नाम लोके भगवत पद अर्थ Each line will be reading. Athapi jat pada nakhava sistam
Athapi jat pada nakhava sistam
Jagat virincho pahitar hanamba
Jagat virincho pahitar hanamba
शेषं पुण्यात्मनतमो मुकुन्द पुनाम लोके भगवत् पदार्थ अथापि यत्पाद नखावशिष्टम् जगत् विरिञ्चोपहृतार्हनाभ शेषं पुण्यात्मतमो मुकुन्द कुनाम लोके भगवत् पदार्थ पादनख नेल्स ऑफ द फीट अवशिष्टम एमानेटिंग जगत होल यूनिवर्स विरिंच ब्रह्माजी उपहित कलेक्टेड अर्हना वर्षी अम्भ वाटर along with Ishan, Lord Shiva, Punati, purifies, Annatmana, Annatama, who else? Mukunda, besides the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Ka, who? नाम नेम लोके विदिन द वर्ल्ड Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
Supreme Lord,
Supreme Lord,
Pada,
Pada,
Position,
Position,
Arhat,
Arhat,
Worth.
Worth.
Translation. Who can be worthy of the name of the Supreme Lord but the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna? Brahmaji collected the water emanating from the nails of his feet in order to award it to Lord Shiva as a worshipful welcome. This very water, Ganges, is purifying the whole universe, including Lord Shiva. Please repeat after me. Who can be worthy of the name of the Supreme Lord?
Who can be worthy of the name of the Supreme Lord?
But the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna.
But the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna.
Brahmaji collected the water emanating.
Brahmaji collected the water emanating.
From the nails of his feet.
From the nails of his feet.
In order to award it.
In order to award it.
To Lord Shiva.
To Lord Shiva.
As a worshipful welcome.
As a worshipful welcome.
This very water of the Ganges.
This very water of the Ganges.
Is purifying.
Is purifying
the whole universe.
The whole universe.
Including Lord Shiva.
Including Lord Shiva.
Thank you. Papa. The conception of many gods in the Vedic literature by the ignorant is completely wrong. The Lord is one without a second. But he expands himself in many ways. And this is confirmed in the Veda. Such expansions of the Lord are limitless. But some of them are living entities. The living entities are not as powerful as the Lord's plenary expansions. And therefore, there are two different types of expansions. Lord Brahma is generally one of the living entities. Lord Shiva is the via medium between Lord and the living entities. In other words, even demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, who are the chief amongst the demigods, are never equal to or greater than Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, and all-powerful demigods like Brahma, Lord Shiva, are engaged in the worship of Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Therefore, who can be more powerful than Mukunda, Lord Krishna, to be factually called the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are not independently powerful. They are powerful as expansions of the Supreme Lord, and all of them are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and so also are the living entities. There are four sects of worshipful devotees of the Lord, and chief amongst them are Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, descending directly from Brahma, Shiva, the Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, respectively. Besides the above mentioned three sampradayas, there is the Kumara Sampradaya, descending from Sanat Kumar. All of the four original sampradayas are still scrupulously engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord up to date. And they all declare that Lord Krishna, Mukunda, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no other personality is equal to him or greater than. Yesterday I was telling. and equal to him and greater than him. The word is called, anyone remember? Asamartha. Thank you. Very simple. You know that. Balaam, huh? A means not. Sama, Prabhupada said. One of his disciples, Keshav, was telling me one day, he was sick, and he was talking, I'm serving him. And he told me that story. It's called Asamartha. A means not. Nobody is sama, equal to him. Urdha, superior to him. Whatever is superior to him? That is God, that is Krishna. Brahma thought, I made this universe and Lord Krishna is staying there. Now I have come to see him. Well, I have to wait, you know, for interview. And tell the servant. So he tells, Brahma has come. The servant went inside. And this is story told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some scripture there. So servant went inside and Krishna asked the Brahma, inquired, who is Brahma it is? The servant went and asked. And the Lord asked, who is Brahma you are? He started thinking, what? I created this universe. And Lord, in one of the innumerable planets, just little this earth, he is staying in one place, little Dwaraka, near the sea. I have come here to see what is happening. I am the creator. He is thinking all these things. So, and his turn came because Shiva, everybody comes to see Krishna. It's just like seeing some big guy, big gun. Krishna is the biggest, supreme. Second to none, as he will say. Prabhupada one day was telling one of his disciples. He asked him to translate his book in his language. So what shall I write about absolute this, that? He said, write this. Krishna is Advaya Gyani. Second, Advaya Tattva. Second, Advaya means second to none. He is not second to anybody. Nobody. Even to Narayana, he is not second. He is first. That is Krishna. So Brahma is thinking like that. Brahma's turn came, Brahma went inside. First of all, very beginning, after greeting him, paying Dandavati, I have a question before we start anything. Krishna said, yes, you are. He said, I want to know, is there anybody creator, Brahma, other than me? Krishna just smiled and indicated other Brahma to come. He looked around, he saw, he has got four heads, so another Brahma paying obeisances, dazzling with all the crown on his head. He is ten head. Then he looked, he saw, 100 head, 10,000 head, 1,000,000 head. Then he started feeling, I am just a little mosquito in front of big elephants. Krishna simply smiled. Though the other Brahma cannot see each other, he is only seeing all these things. He is looking this way and that way. He becomes shrunken. Become very timid and humble. Actually, in the scripture it says Brahma is just a post. Krishna, when he finds some eligible person who can do creation, he gives him that post. There is no eligible person, Krishna has to come as take the role of Brahma sometime. Also, you know, Shiva. So many incidents. In India, impersonalists, they are trying to ask everybody, worship these five, Narayana or Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, maybe sometimes Surya, is it? Please correct me if I am wrong. It's called Pancha Upasana. Then, one time he achieves perfection, gets rid of all the gods. You become God. God is in person. And there are personalists, like Prabhupada and others, they smash all these things. So Krishna is the authority saying, you may be worshipping, in the scripture is written, there are 330 million demigods. If you consider them equal to Krishna, Narayana, Vishnu, according to scripture, you are called a Pashandi, you are an atheist. The greatest offense, considering other demigods equal to Krishna, independent from Krishna, even if it is the topmost, like Brahma and Shiva. In this connection, you see that everything is ultimately expansion of Krishna. So in Vedic literature is there that from Narayana everything is coming. Is Bhagavad Gita here? There it is said, when nothing existed in the scripture, Narayana existed. When there is no star, there is no planet, there is no sun, there is no moon. Chapter 10, verse 10, verse 8. That's right. Saying, all Vedic literature agree that Krishna is the source of Brahma, Shiva, and all other demigods. Aham Adi Hi Devana. When the demigods are not there, I am original. I was there. In Krishna and Bhagavad Gita say that. Aham Adi Hi Devana. And in Atharva Veda, when no Veda was there, there is only one Veda first. That is called Atharva Veda. Then it was divided into four, called Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva. Again, Atharva name is there, but they divided into four. Modern scholars say something. They say, among all the books in the world, I think, Rig Veda is considered the oldest book of knowledge. There are all the descriptions of how creation came into being. It is very mystical. It is impersonal also, they give the meaning. So we don't follow that. We follow what Prabhupada says. And our personalist. Atharva Veda is called Gopal Tapani Upanishad. I sometimes read it. Full of mantra, this book, Gopal Tapani. There is a wonderful story how Krishna and the gopis and Dibhasarimu, that place is still there in Vrindavan. If you can rewind me, I can tell the story later. But it could be out of context, the story's moral. Oh, that's very nice. Like it. It is said, Jo Brahmanam Vidudhati Purvam Jo Voi Vedansa Jo Vyapyati Sma Krishna, it is Krishna who in the beginning instructed Brahma, the Vedic knowledge, and who disseminated Vedic knowledge in the past. This again. Then again, in Narayana Upanishad says something. Atha purusho ha vai Narayana kammayata praja srijyeti. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana desired to create living entities. The Upanishad continues. Narayanat brahma jayate Narayanat Prajapati, Prajayate Narayanat, Indra Jayate Narayanat, Astu Vasavo Jayante Narayanat, Ekadasa Rudra Jayante Narayanat, Dadusa Ditta, from Narayan Brahma is born. From Narayan the patriarchs are also born. From Narayana, Indra is born. From Narayana, the eight Vasus are born. From Narayana, 11 Rudras are born. From Narayana, the 12 Adityas are born. This Narayana is an expansion of Krishna. Krishna said, Jiva Goswami accepted it. Krishna said, Aham sarvasya prabhava matya sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from Krishna. It means Vedanta Sutra, the original book of knowledge, essence of Veda, is starts with this verse, janmadasya jataha. The nature of absolute truth is from which everything is emanating. One which is the supreme or original source of everything. Krishna says, everything coming from me. I am the origin of everything. I am the cause of everything. So Jiva Goswami this way established that Krishna is the source of everything. Even he is before Naya. So Narayana is subordinate to Krishna. So we are Krishnites, Prabhupada said sometimes. Use this word. We are Krishnites. We are followers of Krishna. It is said in the same Vedas, Brahmano Devakutra. Yesterday I said, the son of Devaki Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Narayana Upanishad 4. Then it is said, Eko Boi Narayana Asit Na Brahma Na Ishano. And so and so. In the beginning of the creation, there is only the supreme personality of God, Narayana. There is no Brahma, no Shiva, no fire, no moon, no stars in the sky. No sun. Mahapunishad. In the Mahapunishad, it is also said that Lord Shiva said, it is also said that Lord Shiva was born from the forehead of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the Veda says that it is Supreme Lord, the creator of Brahma and Shiva, who is to be worshipped. In Moksha Dharma, Krishna also says, the translation I said to say at that time, the patriarchs, Lord Shiva and others are created by me, though they do not know that they are created by me because they are deluded by my illusory energy. Lord Shiva wanted to see Lord's energy, illusory energy, and Lord came in Mohini Murti. And suddenly he forgot that Parvati is there and he ran after her. You know that story, maybe, in Krishna Goswami or Srimad Bhagavatam. Mohini incarnation, there is mention. In the Varaha Purana, it is also said, Narayana paro devas tasmat jatas chatur mukha tasmat rudro avavad deva sacha sarva gyatam jata. Narayana is the supreme personality of Godhead. From him Brahma was born, from whom Shiva was born. Lord Krishna is the source of all generations. He is called the most efficient cause of everything. He said, because everything is born of me, I am the original source of all. Everything is under me. No one is above me. There is no supreme controller other than Krishna. One who understands Krishna in such a way from a bona fide spiritual master, Prabhupada, with references from Vedic literature, engages all his energy in Krishna consciousness and becomes a truly learned man in comparison to him. All others do not know Krishna properly, but fools. Only a fool would consider Krishna to be an ordinary man. Abhijanam timam hula. Manusim tanumasitam. Krishna comes with his aprajita, transcendental form, which is almost like a human being, but does not act everything like a human being. Something superhuman activity does. That is called transcendental form. Dibba, janma karma chame dibbam, evam javitti tattata. One knows as it is. He never comes back to this world of material existence full of miseries. So, you see here, Lord Shiva, because he became purified by the Ganges, what is his source? Coming from the nails of Krishna, Vishnu. Because Lord, in his incarnation, his expansion, Vamande, he has got many expansions. But there are differences there. Living entity also is expansion, but they are called Bivindamsa, separate expansion. And those who are, even Brahma, he is also separate expansion. He is a living entity in general. When living entity fall down, first come as a Brahma in this material existence, for the sake. Then according to his karma go down. And there is another answer, it's called Samsa. That is all Vishnu Tattva. They're as good as Vishnu. Many incarnations. And they have got many categories, of course. And this is detail. You don't go now. That Prabhupada said, you can read it, time is short. That is in how the personified Veda, when they are praying to Vishnu, in that chapter, Prabhupada explained, when Maharaj Parikshit asking so many questions, Shukadev Goswami is telling, there Prabhupada explained, what is Sangsha? They are all Vishnu Tattva, as good as Vishnu. And there is Vivindamsa, living entity, even Brahma. But Shiva is not like that. Shiva is in between these two. Sometimes Shiva is almost as good as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yesterday I mentioned, there is like difference between yogurt and milk. And Lord Shiva sometimes compared to yogurt, which is as good as, almost like milk, but still it is not milk. Milk can be turned into yogurt, but yogurt cannot be reverse way. It can be. Yogurt cannot become milk. There are many other things. Liver has got, Lord Shiva has got two aspects. In one sense, he is a great devotee. He is the greatest one of the great Vaishnava Anam Jathasambhu. He could be also in charge of mode of ignorance, that is why he is called Gunavatar. Thereby he is as good, Sadashiv, he is as good as Vishnu. And just a Vaikuntha planet, like he has got a planet. But there you can go, it's not like Krishna's planet, where full of bliss and all these things. It's not that, it's a subtle difference. So it is said, Janti Devabrata Devan, there are 330 million. Demigods there. Sometimes ignorant people consider them, they are all equal, Krishna equal, all are God. That's not that. If you go to those gods and you become attached to them and worship them as God, you go to them, but you again come back in this material existence, take birth and die. You may become in Brahma, but you have to again take birth. But in Krishna's case, not that. But there is no sunlight, necessity of sunlight, moonlight, electricity. One goes there never to return in this material existence, the birth and death. Jagatana nivartante tadhama paramam mama. That is my supreme abode, unlike any other abode of any god, even up to the abode of Lord Shiva, Brahma. Right? So an intelligent person, you should worship, be a devotee of Krishna, or Vishnu, or Rama, especially Krishna. Even to become purified, it is said, the Lord's nail melting, nail, the Ganges is coming, is just like a thunderbolt, which we have got in our mind from time immemorial, heaped up, like a mountain. All material desires, which is very difficult to get rid of. But as a thunder, bolt can smash all the mountains falling on them. Exactly like that, when this Ganges water fall, you take back a Lord Shiva, hold it on his head, then all the material desires, that of the living entity, are cleared of. They have become free from all material desire. So we see in India, both sides of the Ganges, they're all places of pilgrimage, people from time immemorial, always taking bath to become free from all sinful, desires and sins. There's another place, Prabhupada wrote this thing. So how exalted Lord Shiva, a great devotee, He is holding that Ganges water, which is coming from the spiritual sky and dripping. And through the plane, demigods carrying it from planet to planet. Common people, even the scientists, cannot comprehend all these things. It is inconceivable to them. They are called Milky Ways, Prabhupada said. For the astronomy's disciple, write and translate this book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. And when he asked for what shall I write this thing, they said, Akash Ganga. The Ganges is coming through the space. Very wonderful, but common people cannot understand how from one planet to another Ganges is coming. It's inconceivable for scientists. So use this word. Ganges is coming, it's Milky Ways. What the scientists call Milky Ways is the same as Ganges. Sometimes great yogis through that and they pass from one planet to another. Or somewhere else he mentioned all these things. Very, very wonderful. But common people, even the scientists cannot comprehend. Neither they may like to believe. So Prabhupada doesn't tell. Sometimes to his disciples tell. And little he mentioned in his book also, all these things. Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, so many other things are there. Excuse me. You know the Krishna supremacy in so many stories. Other demigods are giving boon because many people are karmakandis. Karmakandis mean they have many unlimited desire, material desire to fulfill their approach. Especially you'll find every day they're coming up, come to know so many name of some god so called. And easily fulfill their desire, become free from this disease, that disease, get a husband, get a beautiful wife, and so many other reasons. They worship different type of demigod. And they consider, this is my God. And this is called Karmakanda. Veda is divided in three parts. One part is Karmakanda, one is Gyankanda, one is Upasanakanda. And so worship these demigods. But they don't know who is giving the boon. It looks like they are giving the boon. No. Ultimately, it must be sanctioned by Krishna. So Krishna says, Mameva bhita nitan. Whatever they are giving you, boon, they are actually sanctioned by me. Otherwise, they cannot take it. So one who is intelligent, better become a devotee of Krishna and remember all his lotus feet of Krishna. And the result is, one who remembers the lotus feet of Krishna, all his material, he becomes free from all the material desire he has, heaped up like a mountain, as the thunder bolt, you know, smash all this big mountain. So also this way they become free, they are destroyed, all the material desire, from the heart of a devotee who has got some material desire. So many persons come with material desire to Krishna, it is better. Rather, go to Krishna instead of going to the other demigods, even Brahma or Shiva. So there is a verse like that. Akama, this is the position of devotee who has no material desire. Sarvakama, one who has unlimited desire. All sorts of desire. This is Karma. 98% people, or maybe more, 99.9%, most of the people in this world are Karma. They have got unlimited desire. So they are so called doing Dharma, practicing religion. Purpose is so that he can get economic development. Why economic development? So that he can fulfill his desire, gratify his senses. This is not devotional service though. But if somebody, even with this desire, come to Krishna, is good. Because Krishna is like a father, loving father, who does not necessarily fulfill all his desire, whatever he wants. Ultimately, it may not be good for him. But what is ultimately good for him, Krishna will keep those things only. There is the difference between Krishna giving fulfilling desire and other demigods fulfilling desire. But more common people like, now whatever I want, let it be fulfilled by some demigod. Then they approach to him. But he does not know after that the result, the reaction he has to also face it, which he may not like, pleasing. That happens. There are stories like that. Krishna doesn't do. So there is one rishi, great sage called Angira Rishi. He was also a friend of Narada Muni. It so happened, there was Chitraketu, one king. He has got innumerable wives, but he has got a chief queen among all queens. So one day the sage came and he treated him nicely as his guest. After some conversation, he said, the sage said, "I find you are king. He didn't seem like happy. What's wrong?" The king said, "You can see that story is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe also Krishna. I think Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah." He said, "You understand this one. You read the detail. Roughly I'm telling the story like this. Oh, you know, I have no son. So I can be happy only. Nobody son. You could give, you know, usually saintly person you ask for boon, they are very powerful. If they give you some boon and bless you or give you something, and that will happen." So he's asking. It is said, the family life is very dry if they have no children. So he says, "Putta, take your tevajya. Why won't get married? To have children. And that becomes their life and soul. There you go. So even if he is a king, if they don't have son, daughter, then he is not happy. Queens. So he said, "If you could do something about it." Anyway, I detail I don't remember. You'll find out. Whatever the Angira Rishi said, he said, "All that, you'll have a son." He might have given him something. I don't know, you check it up. I don't like to tell, but I'm not sure. And in time, I think he might have given something to him, some sweet rice or something. And instead of giving it, you can check it. If you remember, you can tell me now. But what he did is, actually, he didn't give. He gave it to the queen, and the chief queen, she most probably ate up everything herself. Don't divide it and give others. And one day, she became pregnant and had a son. But the Angira Rishi told, now one should be happy what Lord wants. One should be happy in that way. Thereby, he, whatever is the result of his work, past work, he become free from sin and other things, karma, result of his karma, pious or impious activity, and start devotional service. He didn't do. So what happened is, the result you have to follow if you have material desire. So he said, "I want a son." He said, "Okay, you will have son. But the son will make you happy. At the same time, it will make, give you more distress than what you are at the present moment." He thought, "Doesn't matter, so what? At least I'll have son." Then most of the people think it that way. That's why it is said, saintly person, pure devotee said, "Be happy what Krishna give you. Don't ask for anything. I want this happy." Because the reaction will follow you, and you may not like that. So the king's friend, "Oh, I'll have a son." A day came, he got a son. Other queens had got long faces. "Look, and he has got a son, we don't have a son. What happened?" And the king, always coming to see the son. Son is being taken care of by the queen and the servants. And that most of the time, king, the time he used to give to other queens also, now they don't get any time, association of the king. They're becoming very miserable, thinking. Gradually, they are burning within. King is always with this cheap queen and he doesn't come with her. She neither cares for us. So they are burning within. And the boy, child is growing little, and in the cradle. And queen, cheap queen, playing. Sometimes he's not there, he's life and soul, that little prince. He'll be the king. The whole kingdom, everybody's enjoying. We have got it now. Future, he will be the king. King, time to time, coming from his court to see his son and patting him, loving him as any father does. And they talk with his wife, so many things about the son. Oh, how nice he is. As usual. But other queens look from a distance. They are burning with him. that now we are nothing. We are all neglected. This queen becomes everything, life and soul of the king and the son. We are nothing. I was thinking, sometimes they have some, among themselves, without the knowledge of king and the queen, have some meeting. Whatever it may be, you can understand. This guy, this little boy, he is the source of all this problem. They concluded, so something has to be done. We'll see what is to be done. So queen sometimes goes away, come and pat. King also sometimes. This was going on day by day and increasing their joy. The little boy, the king and the queen. And when queen is not there, they hardly, they're separated from the little prince. And they put, they keep, always somebody should attend the prince, and some make, keep some, leave some maid servant, take care of my son. And queen goes some important business. And the queen, and again king comes and pat him, play. And one day, when king is in the court, looking after administration, and queen also suddenly, when? And it happened to be, the maid servant was there. It so happened, maid servant, sometime, suddenly has to some urgency and to leave the prince. And prince was alone. After a little while, they quickly came back, the maid servant. He has to be attended all the time. Hurry. Strange. He is not blinking, moving hand, feet. What happened? Say, he looks very, becoming very dark, you know, color. What is happening? He said, when some bad thing happens, very worse, it spread like anything. You can quickly come to know. Even far away, the bad news spread very quickly. There is a saying in India. That is happened. And suddenly, she screamed. You see something bad happen. She can't understand. She started screaming. Suddenly, Kun came. What happened? What did you do to my son? I have done nothing. I just came and see. Look. Something. I don't like to say all this. You read it in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhopal. What happened? You see, prince is not talking. He's not moving hand, not playing. Look, son, what happened? Darling? Nothing. It's all black. Looking here, the other queen came. What happened? They're doing like that. What happened? Actually, they did something. You can understand what they did. They started crying. Crying. What happened? The queen, main queen, started crying. What happened, son? She could understand, must have died. She's screaming, she's also crying. And sad news, very bad news, spread very fast. And king used to come time to time to pat his son, love him, care him. Again, he came. But he could, this time he looks very good. What happened? What happened? What? He's making his eyes big. Why is he not talking? He got almost mad seeing all these things. Why is he not talking? Asking the other queen. Other old king, Sandy, they are crying. What happened? What happened? And when long time passed, like that, they don't eat, sleep, nothing. All crying. And he went mad, king and the queen. Almost. Then say Angira Rishi came. We along with Narad Muni. They can understand, they are spaceman, not like Yuri Gagarin, this, that. They can know all these things. They can see. But they can understand what is happening. Somehow. They can suddenly appear. Oh, Maharaj, Maharaj. Angira Rishi came. What happened? Hey, look, he died. In his grave, he said, I told you, everybody has to die one day. What God gives, one should be happy. It's not. He wants material, something I like this. Plan something. Something happens which you may not like. And look, this happened. Anyway, by his power, either Narad Muni or Angira Rishi, which one, you find out, he brought him back to consciousness. He got up to the Sapphire. Hey, son, darling, you can remember? I'm your father. I'm your mommy. I tell him. Look, You are my father. You are my mommy. Something. He read it bad. He said, which father? Which father? What do you mean? I'm your daddy. My dad. Mom. Which dad? Which mom? Surprise. Why he's talking like that? Which dad? Which mom? Then they explain, I've got many, many fathers. Which father are you? Many fathers? Yeah. Which father are you? Which mom you are? Something like that. They do all this little. Anyway, the Angirayashi then taught them, just for a short while he's bringing him to consciousness. If somebody dies, a big powerful person can bring them to consciousness sometimes. At once they may not live always. These are all explained, divine Purans. Prabhupada, maybe in short, some of the things said, some of the things said. This is Angirayashi told. Then he again left, lied down and finished. And they are creaming. Then Angirayashi and Narada enlightened him, saying, everything is in this material world is temporary. My son, my daughter, my wife, all these things. Many, many lives you will get, take birth according to his karma. One should be happy with what God gives. Thereby he becomes free from result of his pious activity and impious activity and start devotional service. And as he becomes completely attached, he goes back to there where his attachment is. The lotus feet of Krishna, and go back to Krishna. You have got little attachment, anything subtle or what. You have to come again and again. How much you plan and become, think yourself intelligent. You said you will be happy by this. Didn't I tell? That you may plan and think I will be happy, but you will become later on more in miserable condition than you are before. And this is what happened to you. You didn't have son, you are all right, okay, more or less. Now you had a son, then you lose. Then you are more unhappy than you are before. Just like Prabhupada said, anybody doesn't come to Krishna consciousness, they are unfortunate. And those who come to Krishna consciousness, they are most fortunate. But after coming to Krishna, those who leave, they are most unfortunate. They are most unfortunate. You got the thing, again you leave it. Left it. I don't know whether I'll take more time. Whether I'll take more time? I don't know. No. It's almost an hour, I suppose. So these things are there. Intelligent person, Okama, he has no material desire. But we sometimes have better to worship Krishna, and gradually, like a mountain is crashed by the thunderbolt, smashed, so our material desire will become free from it, gradually, simply serving Krishna. And one day we become free from material desire, develop attachment to Krishna, to Krishna's service, anything related to Krishna, and our material desire is zero, who has to make material desire zero, either gross or subtle. And attachment to the material things becomes zero. A complete attachment to Krishna, things related to Krishna, Krishna's devotee, of course Krishna prasad and everything, Krishna's dham. Then you go back to life successful. Akamo, sarvakamo, mokshakamo, even give up desire of moksha, birth and death. Udarati, but if you still have desire of getting liberation, still better worship Krishna and give up worshipping other so-called gods. They are demigods. Chaitanya Chaitanya Krishna's Kaviraj says, Krishna is the only master of everybody, even up to Brahma, up to Shiva, even Narayana is subordinate to Krishna. So stick to Krishna and Krishna only. If not, at least Narayana. Krishna. And go back to Vaikuntha, Krishna. As I said about his disciple, I hope he will this life go back to Godhead. If he has any little material desire, he will go very higher position. And then, after serving again, devotional service, rendering, he will become free from that desire and go back. So we should learn from this. You may have material desire, subtle growth. Sometimes leaders are asked by the devotees, so Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, or somebody, do you have material desire? Somebody very frank, he said, yes. But sometimes maybe name pain and rest. So it's not easy to get rid of this. So to be in that position is easy, just like I am in the dress of a sannyasi. But I am trying, we should try to become, we should know what is the ideal sannyasi, but ultimately what is a Vaishnava, has got all pure devotees, has got qualities of a Vaishnava. It's mentioned, Krishna told Uddhava in 11th canto, and Chaitanya Chaitamita is there, the 26th symptom of a pure devotee, a Vaishnava. So we should check all these things, purpose. Before you go to sleep, and check out, I have come here to go back to Godhead, doing devotional service. I am supposed to be a Vaishnava. Have I developed all these qualities manifested? We don't have to endeavor simply by surrendering. And we may not be completely 100% surrendered. That is perfection. Perfection. Who can say, putting his hand on his heart, they have 100% surrender? We can ask ourselves. So we have yet to do. Prabhupada says there is no limit to perfection. One shouldn't say, I have become perfect. Though even become perfect, even achieving perfection, you should never think in front of object of senses that I am liberated. Then Maya is so powerful teaching. Look, you still yet to achieve perfection. So exactly like that. Surrendering also like that. You should never think I am 100% surrender. Though should try always. This applies to all of us. And just simply what Prabhupada said, it applies to us all. And we should try. Any question or comment? Yeah.
You mentioned Naraj about the 26 qualities.
Yes.
And how they don't have to make a necessary endeavor, specifically just surrender. I don't want to use that as an excuse. Perhaps. But, well, what can I do? I'm not yet surrendered. I can't expect very many of these qualities to be in my person. Are we simultaneously meant to make an endeavor to be aware of what those qualities are and to cultivate them in, not say separate, but within the realm of our devotional life? Or is it just something which we forget about and just plow on, as it were?
I'm simply repeating what Prabhupada said. He said, simply by surrendering, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, gradually you manifest all these qualities. One should know what are these qualities. He doesn't quarrel with anybody. He is very grave. He doesn't talk nonsense. Other than Krishna Katha, this is absolutely necessary. He is very poetic. He is very peaceful. He is pure, like a Brahmin. And this can be in detail, we can read all these things. So it is always a question of degree and quality. He is very mild. He is the benefactor of everybody, all living entities. He is benevolent. He controls his six urges, lust, anger, greediness, all these things, enviousness, something. He eats just as much as his necessary to make his body fit, keep his body fit. So he is not envious of others. He has no material desire. He is not crazy. He gives respect to everybody. He doesn't, on his own, for himself, he does not expect respect from others. He is equal to others. He is faultless. He has no enemy. He is friendly to others. Can anybody help? I have already said 19. I am counting.
Clean.
I said suci. It includes.
Grave.
He is grave, I said. Gambhir. I have said 19. Now 7 more there.
I mentioned completely surrendered to the Supreme.
Yeah. Thank you. Kishnuika Saran. Completely surrendered to Krishna. Simply one of these you want to have, because it takes time. You automatically develop all those things.
Sober.
So 20. Now sober. 6 more.
Huh? You mentioned sober.
Sober I didn't mention. Then another one is he's expert, I remember now. So we have done 22. Anybody can help? 4 more to make,
magnanimous?
I think.
Magnanimous. Compassion is also mentioned as slightly good.
Simple. I think simple is one. So we have done 24. Two more, Shambhu or any other fired up brahmachari.
Tolerant?
Brahmachari, huh?
Tolerant?
Tolerant. I don't remember. It's tolerant. I don't because. Simple.
Merciful.
I think, yeah, merciful, you are right. And maybe one is compassionate. It may be almost near, but both are there, I think. Huh? One is Kripalu. Yes. I think that's 16. That is 26. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. But Krishna said to to Uddhav 28, that you check it in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11 countries called Uddhav Gita. Before Krishna disappears from our material vision, he was instructing Uddhav, one of his topmost devotees, and asking him, go to Badrinath. At that time, in that 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 28 things there. It may not be everything in the same word, but 28 mentioned. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, this 26, which Prabhupada early days used to tell devotees, at night before you go to bed, you remember, try to think, have I developed all these qualities? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, every Akadashi day, one should meditate on this. Have I developed all this? How much advancement I made from last Akadashi to this Akadashi? And check. Sometimes Prabhupada will say, before you go to bed, when you take milk, all of you should read Krishna book and meditate on Krishna's pastime, form, beauty. Or when you get up early in the morning, at once say, Krishna, 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 from the beauty. The moment you open eyes and may switch on either morning or before go to bed, early in the morning or before go to bed. Krishna meditation, that means description of the spiritual world by Brahma, Brahma Samhita. Chintamani, Prakrasa, all these things. Because these two times, what you remember, it make impression deeply in your mind, and you can remember all these things. Anytime, spontaneously will come. Sorry.
We understand that surrendering means to understand these qualities and to try to apply them in our lives. Is that
Prabhupada says surrender in a different place says. Surrender in general you can say to become obedient. Another place says surrender means, my dear Krishna, I absolutely belong to you. When somebody says wholeheartedly from the core of his heart. And when even becoming renounced order, one gives up this I and mine. When somebody makes group between I and mine, this is mine, this is also subtle maya, this is he's in the grip of maya. Making, then he has to come again to make again group. He said that, the material existence. It's not that somebody is married, has got money, he's only in Vishwai. Because one could be renounced or externally and have a lot of things possession and very attached to it, which may be temporary. He is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Subtle and gross. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the six which Ajara Acharya accepted. Things favorable, you accept in devotional service. Things unfavorable, you reject in devotional service. Always a firm faith, Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain me. So these four. Another, Krishna's interest is my interest. That is fifth. And sixth, always feel yourself meek and humble. Six. And these are also explanations in their father. By Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. This is called surrender in little detail more. The more there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has got some song which is called Saranagati. There are also more there. Then, my dear Lord, whether you kill me or you save me, doesn't matter. I have to surrender. That means whatever the Lord wants, I have to do. Sometimes very difficult to do. What Guru says, Sadguru, or what Krishna wants from us. So it takes sometimes, maybe many lives, sometimes one life, sometimes within a second. Depends on person. That is surrender, I would say. Yes.
In 1966, I think, there's a tape of Prabhupada in New York, probably before the first initiation year. And, you know, there's 30 days in ISKCON, how the 26 qualities would be up on every wall, practically speaking, of the temple.
That's it. Really?
I
remember we used to commit to memory those.
So this tape Prabhupada was talking about the qualities and he was asking the devotees, do you know what the 26 qualities are?
That's
it. And if you heard it or not, nobody's answering. the Prabhupada calls upon various devotees by their names, their karmi names. I don't know, Paul, different David, different names you can hear him mention. Everyone's silent. Then, well, that's one of the qualities that you mentioned. But then somebody said, Swamiji, they're in the book. They're in the book, Swamiji. And Prabhupada said, it's not enough to know they're in the book. It's something like, you have to know them, otherwise how you will develop these qualities. And Prabhupada was also indicating, you shouldn't be lazy to the ideas, you have to make a conscious endeavor to also be aware of that and check ourselves sometimes to apply these things in our lives. If they are part of the process of surrendering to Krishna, at least their stage, higher stage, then the question is important enough.
I sometimes mentioned it in the class in Mayapur, often they know. You want to become a Vaishnava? Have you developed all this quality? How much? Then you know how, what sort of Vaishnava you are. Compared to outsider, maybe we are. But in the eyes of scripture, have we become Vaishnava? Let me check it. Very simple. This at the same time. Check. When you descend, nasty days. Oh, yes. You're asking questions. Mm-hmm.
Just you mentioned about the devotee living, the Krishna consciousness. But in the same time, Prabhupada said that when someone is living, there is 50% because the person wants to live, but there is 50% because we are not able to keep them. So it is a big responsibility for us. And in fact, we can see that many devotees are living. So how can we improve? Must we sit together and just try to improve?
That is why we are having issues. I have my Ishtagosti to check all these things. You have got class for this discussion. Having serving and Vaishnava Gaitanas. And keeping ourselves always in the association of Vaishnava and always 24 hours engaged in service. Gradually we can improve and ask ourselves, have we advancing? Bhaktisiddhanta Sahib said, easy way to check whether you are advancing or not. Purpose it is dynamic. Either you advance or retired, you go backward. It's not that I have become a sannyasi, I am advanced. No, no, no. Either you advance or not. What is the check? Very tangible, you know. You can know the result, whether you are advancing or not. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, simply check. Are you developing attachment to Krishna's form, beauty, pastime, his dham? Of course, many of us are attached to prasad. But other things like that, Krishna katha, Krishna's form, deity, dham, devotee, Harinam, Harikatha, and at the same time, whatever in the material world is temporary, whether gross or subtle, even subtle means name, fame, position, one thing is I am sannyasi, I am GBC. This is also material. Sarvapadhivinutam. That you have become free from this attraction, and more attraction here. If it increases, the attraction towards this, and this is decreasing that much, just reciprocal. Then you have made tangible advancement, otherwise it's all mixed. You like this, also you like to go outside, see so many things, you know, then it's all mixed up. This is the way Prabhupada said, Rasavarjam Rasavushka. You have got higher taste in Krishna consciousness, so you will detest. Or you become disgusted with material things, even subtle, making advancement. This is what Prabhupada also said. This is also Sloka there, Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita and other places. Chaitanya Chaitanya. Bhakti Parishanago, Virakti, disgust with materialistic way of life. So, some Ramanujacharya or Jamunacharya says, when all sensual desire comes to me in my mind, I spit on it. But you can't help it. As long as the body is there, even you give up all this desire, still it may come. Some of the strongest desire, deep within our heart from time immemorial, that will haunt us. But what can be done? You just spit on this and try to associate with it. I will say this. That is what Prabhupada also in commentary there. You can check it. Yes, you want to say something? Sham, want to say? Yeah.
You mentioned also that one who comes to Krishna consciousness is the most fortunate.
Yeah, Prabhupada said that.
And one who leaves is most unfortunate.
Yeah, he also said, few days ago, I was reading Bhuva's letter, saying, but one after coming, Krishna goes and leaves, he must be most fortunate, because he's missing such a thing. You know, knowing even. Knowing and relishing. Though they will come back again. But again, another place says, whoever once came to Krishna consciousness and stayed for some longer he stayed, usually will come back. Chance is coming back quickly, longer he said. Unless he has got very dirty things, many doubts, this, that in his mind. Or much proud, this, that. He simply, you will know this thing if you read Prabhupada's letter book. I used to read hundreds of letters of Prabhupada when the devotee is writing. Maybe majority of the 65 to 75% of this letter and answer is of grihastha's problems. Wife, husband or other thing. And rest is maybe sannyasis, brahmacharis, departmental head, president, GVC's question, managerial, so many other things. You will find all answer questions. In one place, so many things, distinct things. He is not doing rounds? Oh, he is not my disciple. He may take initiation from me. He is not doing very basic thing. He is not doing 16 down job. I don't consider him my disciple. He may be saying all these things are there. He is not following four languages. He is no question. All these things are there. You will find the devotee is asking and Prabhu is answering. One devotee asked Prabhupada, one girl, Mataji, he said, Prabhupada, you so much listen, hear about love, pure love. Where is love? Prabhupada said, search within your heart. It is locked up. The storehouse of love of God is there. It's all locked. Something like that. You could find innumerable letters, maybe thousands. If not, at least 1,000 I read, maybe more. Those days when they're writing. The secretaries, they're coming every day, as if you feel like you're just sitting by the side of Prabhupada. Prabhupada all answer there to the question. And different persons. And Prabhupada is very practical. Also, all the scripture, Prabhupada is quoting scripture, says this. No, polygamy cannot be supported. Though Krishna's time, maybe they are one, is marrying so many girls. Prabhupada said, no, I don't want to introduce this thing. It's not good practical, something like that, you find it. Somebody would say that. Even they can maintain so many wives and keep them happy, stay for us, no. It'll create problems, something like that. You can read it. I don't want to say in case I tell something wrong. I don't want to tell. But you read Prabhupada's letter book, it's very instructive. We can solve many of our problems. All of us, who can say that I have no problem? All devotees have got minor or major problems sometimes. You read this letter book and you'll find so many answers. I saw many temples have got. Here do we have? No. Five set.
In the library.
Library, is that? Good. I sometimes consult it in Chicago. And sometimes those letters, also from the letter mostly taken, there's a book called Shikshamrita Prabhupada. They are categorized in terms of subject. On that subject what Prabhupada said. Letter. It's very good. Somebody gave me one set. Also the letter I got, they said, also, we don't, you want? They did it in Xerox sometime, Christchurch once. They said, we can give you one. I have that. I sometimes see. I don't have original book, 5 volumes. I see that letter. Right? Everybody will be, find many solutions, whose cannot approach others. Sometimes it's difficult. Some people are very busy, unapproachable. But you have got maybe a very urgent problem, solution you require urgently. You can't approach, at least go through Shikhastak, Shikhamita Prabhupada's 3 volume, I think. Yes, 3 volume. Or there is subject wise there. Otherwise, if you want to skim up the whole ocean, then you see Prabhupada's letter book.
Folio.
Oh, folio. I don't know how many persons have got, maybe Mataji has few persons, an office few persons. Email for you. I don't have, somebody asked me. So they want to have. I think more than 8:30 now, 8:34, shall we close now? There are other things, life, other program. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.